Pasuk 7, Parshas Mishpatim, Ko Almana v'Yasum Osanun. You should not harass an Almana or a Yasum. And Rashi points out that's really referring to everybody. And it just says those two because they're weaker. They'd be most susceptible, most vulnerable to harassment. And it's a machlokas, which is more academic than really anything else, that the machlokas is that, no, really, is dakin on money and yasum. So if I go up to a regular guy who's not one of those two categories and they harass him, I'm not really over this. And the other person says, no, it's not. The other man dummer says, no, that's not how it works. It's if you harass anybody, you'd be chayav. It's not specific to those. And there's some that bring down. It's anybody who would be in that kind of position of vulnerability. So it'd be a new kid in school. A new worker, like anything that like you're at a level of vulnerability that you feel that you have, that you're a little different. Most people are not widows. Most people are not orphans. And once you are putting yourself in that position, so then to take advantage of them, where their level of trust could be different, and they wouldn't necessarily know where your intentions are. That would be taking things to a much higher level. But I think we can extend it to really just anybody that's in. I mean, obviously, you got to be nice to everybody, but that point of anybody who would be in any position of vulnerability, that not only a negative, it's minus a positive. If you harass a new worker, you make them feel very, very bad. You don't make them feel like they're part of the team. So not only are you doing the negative of making them feel bad, but you're also missing out on the positive. If you take them under your wings and you show them they're a part of the team and you really make them feel like they're a part of the chevra, so then you've now taken it not only from not being a negative, or even from a neutral, and you've brought it to the positive. So the positive is saying, "Kol almana v'yasum lo sanun." But on every person, not only don't harass them, don't make them feel bad, but elevate it, bring it to the higher level, make them feel, no, you're not part of the team, you are part of the team. And Mirz Hashem, we shall be zochet this Shabbos and moving forward to find one such scenario where we can elevate a person and not only not do a negative and not only not do a neutral, but in fact do a positive. Have a wonderful Shabbos.